This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, my daughter's 2.5, Daryl. She's spoiled rotten already. And
shocking, daddy's girl.
I think everybody makes this commitment to like, we're not going to do that. We're going to do everything we can not to do that. And that makes sense on paper. And then you actually experience the raising of this girl.
Uh-huh.
This beautiful little girl who's also a tyrant who gets everything she wants. It's not going well because I thought about it over the weekend. She was upset there were no treats in the house. We do some treats.
Oh, that's...
Very special treat is what she calls it. But it's not a very special treat if it's there for her every day after dinner and it's used as a way to get her to finish her meals. So Owen's already laughing because he's like, this is so old hat. You have every trick in the
book.
I've
taken sociology courses as well.
You're just basically
about Pavlov.
Yeah. You're just basically bribing your daughter to do what you want her to do.
Right. That's part of it. And we told her because, you know, the two of us decided we can't keep doing this. So we didn't have the treats in the house. There are no treats in the house. There's no more special treat for a while.
Okay.
And that lasted 2 days. And then the little one takes my phone and goes, buy treats. And we're like, well, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's not how it works. But she sees that's exactly how everything works because my wife gets something on Amazon at least 3 to 4 days a week. Oh, something. Yeah. Now it could be diapers. It could be the wipes. There's always something. But my daughter is putting two and two together at her young age that stuff just shows up at the door almost whenever you want it. So if that's happening, the standard is if my parents really wanted something, they would just get it. And she knows exactly the way to get it. And I'm holding up my phone because that's exactly how we order everything. And so we feel like we can't get out of this now. We are in a jam. There's nothing we can do. She already knows that we can get anything whenever she wants it. And the difference between when I was young, my parents would just say, no, we don't have the money. Well, she's seen us get all this stuff for her already. So she's not buying our lies when we're like, they're out of them or we don't have the funds this way. It's been a rough month at the radio station. I've had to try to use that one and it just doesn't register for her.
You can't correlate the Browns problems to the reasons that you don't have treats right now.
I've told you guys before that listen on the radio, we do better when the teams do better. They never believe us. But like when Jason Lloyd gets to write a book, he doesn't get to write a book on a bad team. It has to be the good team. We all do better in actually Terry Pluto
gets to capitalize.
He'd like a word.
He gets to capitalize because he wrote a bestseller on an 0-16 team. He's the only one that gets away with that. The rest of us, we all do better when the team does better. My daughter doesn't buy any of this. She's like, you guys can get whatever you need whenever you need it. It really is like Shawshank. We are the people that know how to get things. So how, I should, this isn't for you, Daryl, because you don't have kids.
I am very good at giving advice when it comes to kids.
And Mitch is somebody who gets anything he wants and has his entire life because of his existence, going on amazing, elaborate vacations with his parents. Owen, I defer to you on this one.
Okay.
Owen, is there a way out of this? Because I feel like we're in trouble because it's still very early.
I would like to say, no, there's absolutely not a way out of it. You're kind of screwed in this. There is one way out, and it's you're going to have to go through hell to get to it. You've got to break the cycle. You've got to break the pattern. And for you as a dad, and especially because your firstborn is a daughter and that I'm in the same spot there, man, that's a heartbreaker. You might have to go out and get the milk for a while before you can get over the emotional damage that it's going to cause you.
Yeah.
That she's going to cause to you if you don't get her those damn treats.
Well, the temper tantrums, Daryl, the terrible twos.
You were doomed the day this young lady was born. You were doomed.
Now, if Ken were here, he'd tell you, take a box of those treats, throw them out the back door.
Fire them with a gun. Napalm them right in front. Oh, he uses very, very emotional tactics that you only see on the battlefield.
I'm hoping they're happening right now in the line for Small World.
So, he better be adding up what this trip costs. I want one number when he comes back next week.
Much like we did for the Browns in Vegas last year.
what the tally's going to be.
The fact that he drove was insanity enough.
Unbelievable. That trip back, we're just going to be rubbing it in. Yep. When he is on his way back the entire time.
I think
gonna
you...
be calling him every hour.
Lima, I think that the problem for you right
now... You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, is technology is your worst enemy as a father? The phones have all made us, the smartphones have made us all dumber, right? I can't remember the last phone, I know my parents' number because that was the phone number.
Yeah, now
growing up,
you know,
I know nobody's phone number. I just look it up on my phone, right? It's made us all narcissists, right? Everything has to be done on camera. We got to get our selfies. Okay, we got our selfies. Oh, no, we got to shoot a video. Got to get that on the gram, right? Or TikTok, in this case, for the mm-hmm. youngins. But the fact that she is a sponge right now, and she will continue to be, and she sees you or your wife ordering stuff on the phone.
She sees it not that long after come to the door.
Yes.
So this when you magical, have to do,
especially if you order $25 worth of it,
it comes.
You can get that.
Feel like in 4 hours.
Yeah. I think there's an excuse though that my parents used. I think I'm guessing your parents used. Owen, yours used. They're out. We tried to buy. They're out. Can't buy any right now. Sorry. Right? That's my parents would tell me that all the time when they didn't want to buy me something.
My parents used the tact of it's on layaway. So at least I still felt like, oh, it's coming.
You're
one
getting
day.
It. I like
it's
that.
It's going to come one day. It's just we can't get it right now. We got to put it.
Is layaway still
the
thing?
Yeah, what a term from the past.
I don't think it is, but you can at least fake it, right? Now, are you willing to change what she considers a treat? Something you said this was a tool used to get dinner completed and things
like
that.
Yeah, it'd be a little Reese's, whatever it is. If it's a Christmas tree in the winter, it's a bunny, you know, this time of year.
Yeah, maybe you can change that. And then that becomes a once-a-week thing instead of a once-a-night thing. Either that or just call Miss Rachel and have her record a song about how you don't need it anymore.
Mine was always no dessert. You don't finish your meal, you don't get dessert. That was the treat. Didn't have to buy anything special. Everyone else around the table's eating cake. No cake for dinner.
We're too late. We're too deep into it.
We've already abused it. And you know, I think about it this way too. And I talk to Ken all the time because when Ken had his first, he was living in an apartment in basically Tremont. He had no money. You know, if I would have had a kid in Parkersburg when I was making $18.5, working every holiday and weekend, our kid wouldn't have gotten any of this stuff. Now I'm older.
Congratulations to you on all your success.
I don't know how many more brown seasons I have, like that caller before. You're going to spoil your kid. You're just going to spoil your kid more if you're more established in
your
career.
You know what you're doing? You're doing pacification parenting.
Whoa.
That's what you're doing.
What is this?
You're trying to pacify your kid. To get them to do what you want to do. Try, you know, same thing with like the crying and all
so
that kind of stuff.
So you're saying dig in.
Dig in.
And
hold
no,
your ground.
No special treats. And then let me tell you this. What has happened in the past? I got this on Friday when I was leaving the house. She looked me in the eyes and goes, but who's going to play with me? And it was the saddest thing of all time. Now, it should have been very easy just to, oh, this is stupid. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, what's the big deal? You're going to bed. What's the deal? But I'm telling you, man, I melted.
Yeah.
I melted. This is me. You went when I first started doing this show, I had no
exactly
emotions.
This is how I thought it was going to go for you, by
is
the
it
way.
Really?
Yes, it is. There was no one more thrilled that you had a baby girl than me.
There's a Bay Village Men's Club. There's not a Bay Village 2-year-old girls club that you can just get her out the door to maybe distract her from not getting.
Send her to grandma and grandpa's.
Well, it's what everybody does. They put on Miss Rachel, and then your kids are in a trance. And I guess they're learning. She does learn with Miss Rachel, but the trance, I can't stand it. You can wave your hand in front of them when they're watching that. It calms them. It does exactly what you want it to do to them. But I feel like in the end, it's not good for them at all.
You are so up the creek without a paddle right now. It's glorious.
Is this making you interested, Daryl? Finding that special someone?
I have never been more happy to not have children than I am right now.
I felt like you were close. I felt like you were coming around.
I am. You know what? I make fun of you, but I'd be doing the exact same thing you're doing if it were me.
Well, don't worry. You'll lose them all. I've got two going to college next year. And
that's the thing. These special treats are adding up. There's going to be no college.
Well, that's what you have to tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is a terrible thing to waste, especially in special treats.
And college will be like $80,000 a year.
Also, try not to rot out your teeth.
We might abolish it by then.
Yeah, it's probably going to be
gone. I'll tell her the dentist says she can't have it. Blame it on the dentist. Oh, yeah.
I do have a friend in Bay Village who is a dentist. He can stop by the house. It's not far from where you live.
No, get a house call. There you go.